Tim Flowers and Tony Yeo from Sussex University's School of Biological Sciences have spent several years researching how crops, such as rice, could be made to grow in water that has become salty. The pair have recently begun a three-year program, funded by the Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council, to identify genes that promote plant growth in salt water. It is estimated that each year more than 10 million hectares of agricultural land are lost because salt gets into the soil and prevents plant growth. The problem is caused by several factors. In the tropics, plants that traditionally form barriers to seawater have been cut down. In the Mediterranean, a series of droughts have caused the water table to drop, allowing seawater to flow in. Excess salt then enters the plants and prevents them from functioning normally. To overcome these problems, Flowers and Yeo decided to breed rice plants that take in very little salt and store what they do absorb in cells that do not affect the plant's growth. They have started to breed these characteristics into a new rice crop, but it will take about 8 harvests until the resulting seeds are ready to be considered for commercial use. Once the characteristics for surviving salty soil are known, Flowers and Yeo will try to breed the appropriate genes into all manner of crops and plants. Land that has been abandoned to nature will then be able to bloom again, providing much-needed food in the poorer countries of the world.